Let me ask you this about the, I guess, the way you view these two audiences, the online audience and then the audience that looks at the hard copy newspaper. The difference is that to get maybe to the sports story that's deeper in the paper, you at least have to go through some of those other stories on the front page and the other sections there. And in the online version of the Sentinel, that webpage changes
All day.
all day, and certain stories rise to the top. What does that say about those two different audiences? Are you definitely going for two different audiences online versus in the hard copy?
Oh, absolutely. And I think on the you hit on it very well. The web audience, it's a constant river, a stream of the content that changes all day, and we're programming the website and the mobile site very differently in terms of the kind of stories that will appeal to people early in the day when they're going to work or they're getting out of bed, they're looking in their smartphones. You'll find more stories about traffic, more stories that really get people started in their day. And then we'll have a lot of stories midday when folks really, there's a spike in interest midday. Folks are at the office looking at the computers. They want to read stories about other people. They want to read stories. Maybe this is the case where a story like the library story or the bank fee story would probably do better middle of the day. And again, end of the day, you're programming once again some traffic stories, things to do for the weekend if it's a Thursday or Friday. Tonight there's a Magic game. We'll probably have a Magic story on our homepage starting about 4 or 5 o'clock because folks are thinking about the Magic as our only professional team, and it affects the life of downtown. That's a story that we played very prominently. So we do change that programming of stories throughout the day. It changes a lot.
You mentioned that river analogy, and I like that a lot. And I wonder, in that river of information that you see on the internet, there is the possibility that you don't see some of these other tributaries, maybe of other stories out there. On the online site, the layout is different than actually looking at kind of the layout of the daily paper
Yes.
itself. What do you say about the risk that people might not stumble into another story, say maybe one about the governor or something like that, whereas flipping through the physical paper, you might come across that and it might catch your eye. But on the internet, it's so precise that you click on one story, you go right to that story. What is your view on that and the possibility that some of your maybe hardest reporting stories are missed by the online audience potentially?
Well, our numbers suggest they're not missed by the online audience, and that we actually have more than a dozen channels, sub-channels, if you will, on our website. So we have a politics channel where we'll have stories about Rick Scott and about the incoming congressional leaders. Folks will find those on the political channel. We have a business channel where you'll find this story. It's called Money, a money channel where you'll find the story about the bank fees. We also have a series of other channels and blogs that we use to sort of convey that content, and people tend not to go to the homepage of OrlandoCentral.com. They tend to go to landing pages elsewhere on the site where they're going to find that kind of specific content.
Do you think they've got it bookmarked, or are they typing it in, or does it matter?
It probably both. Some have it bookmarked, some type it in directly. Others have RSS feeds to specific bloggers that they want to read. Some people like reading Mike Bianchi every morning. Some like reading Mike Thomas or Scott Maxwell every morning. It depends on the interests of the person.
Does the story that appears on the homepage of the Orlando Sentinel, is that the most important story of the moment?
It's hard to define what's the most important story of the moment. I will say that it's the story that we think has great interest at the moment.
Now,
but I'm not sure.
Tell me
I'm
that difference
sure,
between importance
I'm not sure
and interest.
Important. Well, the Cam Newton story, I noticed this morning when I looked at the site, the Mike Bianchi column on Cam Newton was one of the top stories early this morning. And I'm sure that, as I mentioned, it got a lot of hits because it's an interesting story, whether you got it through the homepage or you got it through going directly to Mike Bianchi's column or the sports channel. It's a story of great interest. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate. Auburn is a number two ranked team in the nation behind Oregon. And he's a former UF player. So he got a lot of interest, a lot of UF graduates in this region, a lot of football fans. Football's a religion here. It's a big story. Is it the biggest story today? Not even close.
So what is your obligation then as a content provider to put up what is the most interesting or what is the most important?
I think our responsibility to do a little bit of both. And keep in mind that we're trying to build audience. We're trying to build engagement. And the Cam, there's a place on our website for both. So we'll have the Cam Newton story up there for perhaps the morning, and then we may program it differently midday and put the bank story up. We may change that out and put the story about the libraries up. But there's a way to do all that throughout the entirety of the day.